This is the news, according to me. Yeah, this is the news, according to me. I just wanted to give you something to go home with today. This is episode number 8, I believe. We're getting right up there. First week of the podcast, and we have 8 episodes already. Not too bad for a Tuesday. Yeah, not bad. Hey, so I listened to Guess Who Shows Up? The Dominion CEO decides to show up today for the Michigan State Legislature. Now, I live in Indiana, Northern Indiana. I'm pretty, I know people who work in Michigan. Let's just put it that way. People in my family work up there. Live in Indiana, work up here, up there. I have a boat in Michigan. I used to have a boat that I kept in Michigan. I don't do that anymore because of last year, I wasn't sure what was going to happen with the boating world up there. I thought things looked like they were going to be shut down for the season. And so I ended up moving my boat to a place in Indiana. But I did have to take it back up there to store it, so for the winter. So it's one of those things where I'm starting to not trust the legislature and much of the government up there. I'm starting to understand. I know this sounds terrible, but I'm starting to understand those guys that went out and had plans to capture the governor. Crazy guys. They're going to capture the governor, and they're going to have some kind of phony trial in Wisconsin or something. I don't know what that was all about. Some deal. That's crazy stuff. Now, those guys were not white supremacists. They were not Trumpers. They were kind of Trump haters. One guy was kind of a Trump apologist, maybe. He was kind of, he leaned a little more towards liking Trump, but he was still anti-government. It was basically an anarchist group, or a group that didn't believe in government at all. So there's a reason why that was triggered in those guys, in my opinion. And it's, I'm starting to see more and more where this, first of all, it's just my opinion. I'm not a doctor, but I think that Governor Whitmer has some serious psychological issues. She has no business being in leadership anywhere. This is the stuff that despots are made of. The kind of crackdown that has happened in Michigan, and the kind of shenanigans, I hate to even call them shenanigans because that sounds too trite. The kind of crimes that, in my opinion, have happened in Michigan. There was actually legislation put forth to impeach her, to have her recalled. There were people in the legislature trying to push that kind of thing through. That doesn't happen typically, normally. People just kind of wait out somebody's term and try to get somebody else in there. That's not happening with her. And there's been a lot of scandal where she's said one thing and done another. She's lied and then backed up the lie with another lie. And that gets really old, especially during this whole shutdown thing, when everybody's shut down and she makes arrangements for other things to be open. She opened up the northern part of the state above the tree line with this opinion that, well, there's very few people up there. It's much more scarce up there in the wintertime. The fact is, her husband wanted to go up there, and they have a summer home up there. So stuff like that was going on where, of course, she's in the ruling class, so she makes the rules that, you know, suit her best, and they don't apply to her. What's really sad about this is that she has a state attorney general that goes right along with it. That is, they're like two peas in a pod, and just like this deal the other day where the electors went to vote. They had the electors there from the Democrat Party. And then there were Republican electors that wanted to challenge and go on record as having voted for, they're called provisional electors, or I think that's, I'm not sure that's the technical name, but I call them provisional electors, where they, if there is a switch in the city, in the state, if there is a, because it's a contested state, that way those electors are there and they can be switched right over right away. They wouldn't let them in the building. They had state police there keeping them from the building. This is an election, I think I've gone over this before, but it's an election issue that she has no business meddling in. And the state attorney general and her both backed it up, told the state police they had to keep people from coming in. So it's that kind of stuff that's been going on. Well, in the middle of all this, now there's this hearing, and I tried to listen to most of it. It was really difficult because this guy, you can just tell this guy is lying through his teeth. And it'd be interesting to get the body expert, the ghost body expert or whatever her name is, to listen to this guy talk, because he's just coming up with all these, it's kind of like I think the reason that he didn't appear before Pennsylvania legislature, the reason he skipped town was because they needed to put their story together. They needed to have all of these excuses and all this stuff. It was almost as if this stuff was scripted. I know the answers were scripted. He kind of knew what questions they were going to ask. And then he was ready for those answers. And he had everything in front of him. He was reading off of these, you know, his notes, and made sure that he had. And of course, he didn't know half the stuff. I don't know if the machine can do that. I don't, you know, it's stuff like that. He was saying that there's no way that the machines can be hacked. There's no way that they can do this. No way that they can do that. Because that, in order to do that, they have to be set up that way at the beginning. I'm not buying that. I don't know if there was any fraud with those machines. I don't know. All I know is the answers he was giving compared to the forensic audit that happened and the analysis that happened with that thing, I'm not believing it. I don't believe a thing he said. Because he's not giving explanations for instance, why those machines were hooked up to the internet. And it's very disturbing. It's very, very disturbing to me to think that this council from the state of Michigan now is going to put a rest to all these questions that we have. I'm not buying it. I know it wasn't theatrics on some part. There were some genuine questions being asked. And I appreciate some of the questions. I also know that most of the time, this stuff is staged. It's simply to put people's minds at rest, which is exactly what they do. They numb people's minds with this kind of stuff and make it sound like, oh, see, we investigated it. Everything's fine. The worst of it is, even if they did find things that were wrong, nothing would happen. That's what really aggravates me is when they find things like the one deal down in Georgia. They had, obviously, they shoo everybody off. They pull out these boxes with ballots in them, start running them through the machine for 3 hours. And oh, how conveniently, when they come back to get into the building to watch the count, the security guard is there to keep them from there. He starts making some phone calls. And all of a sudden, the gals left 5 minutes before they were able to get up there to watch him. What a coincidence. So those kinds of things, and then all the stuff with the audit, information just, oops, it just disappeared. Oh, it's not there anymore. Oh, the logs for the machines aren't there anymore. The tabulator logs, oh, they just happen to be gone. The tabulator logs from previous elections were still there, but the logs from this election were gone. Folks, that just doesn't fly. I'm sorry, but I don't know how anyone can vote with confidence. Well, you don't have any proof. You don't need proof. We just need confidence that this election wasn't stolen. And the anomalies and all the other stuff that's going on, I don't care what you think. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, okay? I'm not a tinfoil hat guy. But when I hear people saying, we just need to move on, let them, yeah, they won the election, 80 million people showed up to vote for Biden. No, I don't. I'm not buying it. And people smarter than me are not buying it either. And I really look up to Rush Limbaugh. I have a lot of respect for the guy. I can't say I agree with everything he says, but pretty much everything he says. And he's not buying this either. He knows this election was stolen. And there's a lot of people in the, you know, anybody who looks at it for any more than longer than five minutes and actually digs into some of the information and looks at some of the anomalies and how ridiculous they are. If you're not paying attention, and maybe you don't have time to really look into it, and I'll give you an excuse there, but I think you need to take the time to look into it, because this is absolutely a stolen election, and I don't know how we can allow that to stand. Because the difference, it'd be one thing if we had a candidate like Trump, another candidate like somebody else that was just like a JFK kind of presidential candidate. That'd be one thing. This is a very radically different administration. We are going from way over in one side to another side. And in my opinion, there was a huge turnout to keep America on the same track it started off on its roots, not to go radically left, not to go radically socialist. And that is what this administration will do. Now, I don't know what's going to happen by the end of this week. I have the feeling on Thursday, something's going to happen that's going to make the Democrats' heads explode. I think that's going to happen. I don't know. But it seems to me like by Friday, by the time this whole EO 2018 executive order thing happens, I think that there's something to that. It could be January 6th before anything happens. I don't know. I just have the feeling this week something big is going to happen legislatively that's going to change this whole arrangement. So that's my thought for the day. And I want to thank you guys for taking the time to listen. Hope you're on your way home, or maybe you're on your way to work if you work second shift. But either way, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. And really appreciate every single one of you. If you can like, subscribe, comment, send me an email at epicvideoaboutnothing@gmail.com. Have a great day.